Welcome to Zimmer Academy second season about physical therapy treatments. In our first episode, we are going to talk about deep heat through high frequency electrotherapy. What does it mean and how does it work exactly in a physiotherapy practice inspired by the highest standards? I'm happy to welcome my guest today, Ralf Mühlhäuser. He's working for Zimmer Medicine Systems and also physiotherapist for sport. Hi, Ralf, and a warm welcome. Thank you for being a part in this first episode.
Hi, Michaela. Hey, great to be part of your podcast here. I'm looking forward to spend the next 30 minutes talking about this nice modality called TECAR therapy.
At first, what can the customer expect or imagine under this device?
Well, talking about this kind of modality, or specifically this unit called TECAR from Zimmer, it is a unit which has been used in medicine, sports medicine, rehab for quite a while. Actually, it started all around the 1970s in Spain, Italy, mainly. So in Southern Europe, where they started to really work with that kind of active therapy on the tissue, a diathermy. The modality itself has already been developed in the early 1920s. In Berlin and Harvard, where some of the people started working with technologies in medicine, like what we also know from shockwave, the way it has been developing over the years from being like a huge, huge application machine with a huge ton of water where the people had to be sitting inside to have the work on the lithotripsy on the kidneys. So back then, Nagelschmidt et al., a Bovier et al. In Harvard, looked at that kind of modality to work in electrocauterization, Harvard, diathermy application in Berlin. Since that time, the units have been developing. As we know from medicine, units are developing, they're becoming more efficient, they get more power, and over the time they become smaller. They, like the units we had like a long time ago, they were like a size of a room. Nowadays they're a size of a portable laptop. So there have been a lot of developments in that. Nowadays it's been used in sports medicine, it's been used in the treatments of arthritis, acute pain disorders. We use it in an active and in a passive way, meaning we can use it with a lot of activity of the clients, what we are really focusing on these days in physical therapy. We want that the patients become part really in the approach of getting the tissue better, right? So in that way, so we have the active therapy form where we really work actively, manually. We have the skills of the therapist, which are highly, highly important. So he's using the machine with movements, with manual therapy techniques, with fascia therapy techniques. And at the end of the day, it can also be used in a passive way. You might know from regular electrotherapy where you do like a transversal flooding of the joint, or you use it longitudinal, meaning that you use it along the limb, use it along the leg, or use it along the arm, where you can really have a nice coverage of all the tissues you want to focus on. So it can be the soft tissue, but it can also be the more dense tissue like capsule, ligaments, and the joint itself.
Now, you gave us a lot of possibilities, but can you explain how exactly does this kind of therapy work inside the body? What is happening inside the body?
It is mainly working at the high frequency level. Like you might know shortwave, you might know microwave. There we are talking the same level of high frequency therapy. At the end, it's a diathermy in combination with manual skills of the therapist. So it's by far more than just a passive shortwave application. It's really a complete new setup in the way we work with the clients. Here we are talking about the setup. The setup in that way is that we're really touching the clients. You have the microwave and you have the shortwave. You barely touch the people. You actually have always a small distance of the applicator to the tissue, and it's purely passive. With the TK, we're really touching the people. It's really, we're working on the skin, we're working directly on the tissue, working into the tissue with our manual techniques, we're working into the muscle, working into the ligaments, into the capsule. So we have an active electrode, which we have in our hands, in one hand, and we have a passive, a common electrode, or also called neutral electrode, which has been placed either proximal or distal, meaning closer to the body or farther away of the injury, and to close the circuit. And in this way, we can cover like the complete limb, we can cover the complete region, or we can really work purely at a certain location. So what you need in the setup of the hardware is you need one active applicator handpiece. And on this handpiece, we have the applicators can be capacitive or resistive. So capacitive is focusing more on the tissue with a low impedance. And the other part is resistive applicator, where we focus on the tissue with the high impedance.
Do we need any other material for the treatment, like lotions or creams or something else?
In the contact, or where the electrodes are in contact with the body, we do use conductive lotion. And this lotion is being put on the common electrode, if we use the basic common electrode, and it's put on the tissue itself. It's put on the area surface where we really work with the handpiece, the applicator. In addition to the common electrode, which is like a plate, we also use an adhesive electrode. For this adhesive electrode, there is no need to use conductive lotion. This is already integrated in the lining, in the coverage, in the surface of this single-use electrode.
Is it possible to have an idea about this treatment on any videos from Zimmer Medicine Systems or something like that?
As you know, Michaela, Zimmer is working constantly on the marketing material, is working constantly on videos, explanations, protocols, how the people can really work with the units. And you find on the YouTube channel, for example, from Zimmer Medicine Systems, we find there a lot of videos which demonstrate different techniques, how to work with these products or this product.
Sounds really good. So let us talk about the application or the handling, and also, which is our target group?
Very good question. Target group is from A to Z, you could say, meaning like a regular person who is suffering from a situation, sitting too long at a working desk, staring at the PC, having a lot of high tension of the muscles in the neck, up to a high international power athlete who is really working out every day, who's in practice every day, who has regular competitions around the world. On one side, we need it on pain treatment. We use it like for what people have, like in a typical overuse problem. We can use it for inflammations. We can talk here about a joint or a muscle or soft tissue. We can talk about a regular intervention and following post-surgery status, say an ACL reconstruction, typical problem these days, other problems like a surgery on Achilles tendon or the shoulder. These are quite common situations in which we use the Thermo TK to reduce the pain level, reduce the inflammation, reduce the edema inside of the tissue. So we work really, let's say, on the source of the pain to eliminate this problem, to make it better, the structure, to make the structure better. And at the same time, we profit with that machine that we work a lot actively. We work a lot in getting the range of motion better, getting the quantity of the movement better and the quality of the movement. This can be the same for an athlete as it can be for the regular neighbor around the corner who has, you know, who's 70 years old, who's suffering from low back pain. Like, both can profit from that product on a high, high level.
Do we have also any contraindications for that?
For a unit like that, when we're touching people, when we're working with frequency currents, we also do have contraindications. For example, if we work close to a pacemaker, if we have open wounds. So there's a certain list of contraindications which are mentioned in the manual. Of course, you get all this kind of information written in a written form in the therapy manual of the product.
So now I wanted to know about the satisfaction of the patients. Please tell us a little bit of this topic.
So satisfaction, that's a good point. That's what we focus on in the therapy always. What is the main benefit, what people expect from physical therapy, from machines, from modalities? It's to help them with their pain. That's number one. So does it have a strong level on the pain? Yes, it does. It has a very, very strong level or a strong benefit for the pain, to bring down the pain level. E.g., in one session, we can take it down from maybe 5-6 VAS scale down to 2-1 or maybe even 0 during the treatment. Furthermore, interesting is, of course, how the pain is developing during the next 24, 48 hours. How is the pain reappearing, yes or no? That's one of the biggest parts in the treatment. It has a high effect on the pain level, point number one. Point number two, maybe you want to call it satisfaction, or another part of the satisfaction is the treatment itself. The treatment itself is typically in 80% of the cases highly, highly comfortable. It's a feeling of warmth, tenderness, depending, of course, on the therapist, the way he wants to work with the tissue. So if we know fascia therapy can also be painful sometimes, if we look at a trigger band and we apply a certain amount of pressure, it can also be highly, highly uncomfortable at the beginning. At the end of the day, the feeling of warmth is very, very, very comfortable to the people. So you have it for the regular treatment. You can also use it for the regeneration. A very, very positive thing about the product, furthermore, is the portability of the product. You can have it with a case, with a carry-on bag, and you take the unit with you wherever you go with your sports team, for example. And that's if you're later on in a hotel room, wherever, and the people are really, really sore, the muscles are sore of their workout, of their training. And you know that at the end of the day, for physical therapists, it can mean that they work 5, 6, 7 hours at night to really get the people back on track, to make them recover faster, to be in shape again the next day, so they don't have sore legs, they can really jump on the court again and be really fit. So this regeneration is a big, big part of the, call it satisfaction. So we have a very comfortable carry-on heat, what we use there to help the people regenerate quicker.
Sounds really great. So I would like to have an appointment with you. For the next treatment.
Sure, you have to try it. If you've never had that kind of treatment before, you should really take your time. Some people compare it sometimes to a hot stone massage. So you have this really, really warm, comfortable feeling on the body and even going deep into the body. At the same time, you combine it again with the skills of the therapist, meaning the better the therapist is in working with soft tissue, the better the result will be.
Okay, this is the therapy side, a lot of explanations. But Ralf, what else can the patient himself do to improve the success or the result of this kind of therapy?
You could say you can always do something, right? Like what we do is that we explain to the patients how they should behave, what not to do maybe. If they have like post-surgery, they have to take care of their loading, okay. How strong should the loading be? What kind of movements should they do? So we create typically a complete plan for the people, what to do, what not to do. After a treatment with the Thermo TK, you have a high level of relaxation. So if you have a high level of relaxation. What should you not do? Of course, Michaela, you will think right away, if I'm relaxed, I want to down, I want to read a book or want to watch TV. So you can actually compare it to a diathermy approach where the people really want to relax afterwards. And this is exactly what you should do. So you should, first of all, listen to your body. And at that point, what we advise the people to do is not to load the tissue after the therapy. Really, you can apply some additional thermal applications. You can apply a little bit of heat. You can apply a little bit of cold, whatever you feel comfortable with. But you should try to keep the loading low. So you shouldn't have a high intensity program after the treatment with that unit. But more, of course, what can the people do is everything what is relaxing, so they can go, as I told you, thermal effect, they can go into a pool. That would be something really to help the edema also to bring back the fluids to the heart so it can be transported out of the body.
Okay, Ralf, thank you for this interesting facts. Now, I think we wanted to give our listeners a little bit of conclusion about this treatment.
A summary of what we've been talking about would be, so the treatment, first of all, is known for quite a while. The effects of the treatment have been proven in quite a few studies, which can also be found on PubMed, for example. It has a very strong impact on the pain situation of people. It has a very, very good approach to soft tissue problems. For the therapist, it means an improvement what they have in terms of modalities. So they have a unit they can work with actively and passively. And this is something what you typically don't see with the other units or modalities like laser, shockwave. These are different types of modalities which are mostly passive. Here we have a unit we can do both with the very positive effect of making the patient part of the therapy. I think this is one of the important things to reduce the levels of chronifications we find in therapy. If the people become more active and they take part in the therapy, they typically also are less in danger to become chronic, to have like a really chronic way of their problem. So these two things, active, passive, with very good effects for the client, we have a very good tool to work on mobilization, on getting the tissue more elastic. So overall, it's a must for sport therapists and also for regular therapists.
Ralf, thank you so much for this very interesting conversation and this very incredible approach of physical therapy with our Thermo TK. And I hope I can meet you in this podcast with a new topic. It would be a pleasure for me.
I think it's always interesting to talk about great ideas, modalities, how to improve the life of patients who really do have problems. And I think what we have to say here is that Zimmer Medizinsysteme is really proving that they're investing a lot of time and efforts coming up with new modalities, interesting modalities, which help therapists and patients.
In any kind of question about physical therapy treatments, feel free to contact us academy@zimmer.de. All the best and bye.